Desert Healthcare District and Foundation presents a podcast that supports your health and wellness where you live. This is Healthy Desert, Healthy You, hosted by Will Dean. Now, here's Will.
Hello, friends. Today, I have a special guest who is going to talk with us about wellness in our local schools, among students, and also staff. My guest is Jason Tate. He is a wellness specialist at Coachella Valley High School, where he is also affectionately known as the dad on campus. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I'm very happy to have you here. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with the term wellness specialist, especially in a school setting, you know, we all know about teachers and principals, cafeteria workers. Mm-hmm. What is a wellness specialist in a school setting?
So I guess the best way to describe that, you know, around the term wellness, right, is looking at the total person. You know, in academics, we talk about, you know, sharing information so that students can, you know, memorize the information and then repeat it and kind of learn new tasks and skills. Wellness kind of encompasses social emotional health, interpersonal skills, communication skills, physical health. So things like sleep and nutrition. These are topics that I discuss with students and with staff. Behavioral health, students that are acting out, staff members that are maybe lashing out a little bit, you know, with their students. I come from a place of compassion and concern and ask the question like, hey, is everything okay? You know, because this isn't something that you've always done before. So the wellness basically takes into mind, you know, the mind, body, and the heart of a person.
Right, and these topics have always been important.
Always.
But especially so since COVID. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you started at the school right after, I guess, what some people would call the peak of COVID in 2022. Mm-hmm. How did COVID influence your job and what you wanted to do at the school?
Well, it really, it gave it an offering of a financial resource from a federal grant perspective. So Coachella Valley Unified was the first district in the entire Coachella Valley that used federal funding to fund a position. Wow. And staff a wellness center at their high schools and middle schools and even one of their elementary schools under ESSER funding. And so with that federal grant money, they were able to create the position, and that's where I took the position on.
Excellent. So I was able to visit the school in mm-hmm. February 2026 and see some of the things that you're doing. Will you describe for our listeners what some of those projects are and what you did first when you got to the school?
Yeah, first thing, you know, I've been a teacher for, this is year 21 for me now. We understand as teachers, as educators, that it's the environment that really kind of creates a space for the student, and we want to create a healing space. So when you walk into the wellness center, you're going to hear relaxing music. Sometimes there's essential oils. It's an openness. There's light colors. There's blues. There's greens. There's motivational sayings and things. There's live plants. So it creates this atmosphere. Outside the wellness center, I actually designed a 1,800 square foot Zen garden that was grant funded by the Anderson Children's Foundation out here in the Coachella Valley. And it's this beautiful resource for the students and staff to go and relax, and there's fountains and there's plants and shade. It's beautiful. And just next door is the new staff wellness center. That we're in collaboration with Blue Zones Coachella in putting together a staff wellness center, which will encompass many of the things that the student wellness center has with some added adult staff benefits.
So I want to talk about the reason why students come to the wellness center. What are some of the challenges that students face today? Because I remember when I was in school, things were very different. There wasn't the social media influence, but just talk about what some of those challenges that you're seeing and hearing.
Well, you know, I would say one of the major challenges is, so we dealt, you know, growing up with, you know, rejection, right? You know, you try and talk to someone, right? And
oh, yeah.
And there's a rejection. And so, you know, or you pass a note, right? And they say no or whatever, or they say yes. Now, you know, with this digital frontier, there's so much more communication, but then there's so much more reading between the lines, you know? And so when it's only text-based, you know, I get kids coming to me and they're just in tears because somebody started, you know, somebody unfollowed them or they blocked them. And they don't understand what that means, you know, and to them it's a major rejection. And so I think it takes the challenges that we've always had and just adds a whole new layer of those more challenges and new challenges. Plus, now they're communicating with people globally. They're communicating. It's not just that school. It's all the schools. It's all the state. It's the country. You know, I mean, it's so much bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
So relationships is the number one. You know, 50 to 55% of what I speak with students about on a daily basis are the relationships between each other, friendships, intimate relationships, and then interpersonal with the family, with parents as well.
I recall that you mentioned that a busy day for you would be seeing 5 or 6 students,
mm-hmm.
and how that has changed because you don't really have the support staff that you once
mm-hmm.
had.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about what you need, or the need, mm-hmm. and how that's translated into the number of people you need.
Yeah, so when it first opened, I was the first one hired. They had already kind of had a mentor working there part-time, and then they started using the funds appropriately and adding more staff members. I had a classified staff member who was a behavior technician, and then they added 2 more youth mentors from the community, and so there were 4 of us full-time, and we were just working with kids and holding groups, you know, for the boys and group for the girls, and gosh, we were seeing hundreds of kids a month and really making a great impact. And with the cuts in funding and, you know, just kind of restructuring of money in the Coachella Valley Unified School District, the position was cut way back to just me. I'm grateful that the Wellness Center at least survived, you know, and I'm still there. However, you know, there's some things that we aren't able to do, you know, that we could do if we had at least one other staff member there. So I think looking for new sources of funding, new grants, I know that Palm Springs Unified is getting some kind of reimbursement from IEHP under a healthcare umbrella, which is kind of cool. So there might be an opportunity for us for that in the future.
Okay.
Not only to preserve the Wellness Center position on campus, but to maybe add 1 or 2 staff members so that we can support more students.
I want to talk about what our residents can do also to support, but before we get to that, a little more about the staff center. You mentioned the Blue Zones, mm-hmm. I believe pilot program designation. What does that do for the center and for you?
So Blue Zones Coachella is part of their project, really, is to, you know, live better longer, right?
You know?
And so it kind of falls within their purview on our campus to support not only the students, but the adults as well. So they've generously donated over $2,000 worth of material from a shopping list that I had already created.
Wow, okay.
For staff wellness materials, anything from snacks to big beanbag chairs. And we even have a couple of treadmills to go into the staff wellness center with a standing desk so a teacher can work at their laptop while they're on a treadmill during their prep period. You know, so looking at, would love to get some fully automated massage chairs, you know, in there for the teachers, and then also work with the massage schools out here in the desert to come out, you know, one day a week and do some neck and shoulder massages for those massage students that need to get some hours and the teachers that would benefit from, you know, being celebrated. It's very much a thankless position. I mean, teachers, they do it because they love it and they contribute and donate their time and their lives to these students. And so it's a great way for the community to give back to the teachers that teach our future, our kids.
What are some of the challenges that the teachers are facing, the reason why they would come to the center?
So many. The kids have changed quite a bit. You know, I will say a lot of the kids are very respectful. They're very kind, and the families are very kind and respectful. There's a handful that are a handful, let's put it that way.
Right.
Beyond that, there's a kind of a collective loss in motivation. You know, and that's a lot of the work that I do is, you know, teachers will send a kid to me, like, they don't do anything. They never do anything. And I look at all their classes and it's just straight Fs. And they're struggling to find their purpose. And so as a teacher, you know, it's hard for the teacher to feel like that they're not failing someone because they're trying. So there's that. Teachers are people too. You know, there's teachers going through loss in the family. There's teachers going through divorce. There's teachers going through their own health complications. And, you know, they still have to show up and put on an act and be strong for the kids, because you can't have any chinks in your armor when you're in front of the classroom and when you are performing. And it's a hard job. You know, you're doing lesson plans. You're grading papers. There's no days off. You know, teachers work through the weekends.
So how would it work for a teacher? Would they come to the center when they have a free period? Mm-hmm. Would they make an appointment with you? How does that work?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I work with many of the staff. Like you'd said, some of them call me dad because I'm a little older, and some of them are actually best friends with former students of mine, which is kind of fun. But yeah, it would kind of function as a staff break room, but different in the sense all of their keys would be able to open the staff wellness center, and they can go in during their prep period, which teachers get one prep period per day. But in the event that, you know, like for example, I worked with a teacher for an entire day because she really needed the support, so we got a substitute teacher for her room, and I was able to sit and work with that teacher on the day that she really needed it.
Well, so I know there are, and you've mentioned this, there are wellness centers in schools across the valley for students.
Right.
But this is the actual first one for staff, you said.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. What are the major differences between the centers, the one for the students and the one for staff?
I would say for the staff one, there's more like the big bean bags, you know. Hopefully a massage chair in the future, treadmill, you know. The snacks will be similar, healthy snacks in both. The peaceful music, you know, and the atmosphere will be similar as well. So, but other than that, I would say probably just the massage components, hopefully. We can get that going. And the treadmills, yeah.
Let's talk about how residents across the valley can support what you're doing. What do you need?
Well, first of all, if you are a massage school student and you need to get some hours, we've got teachers that would love to provide that opportunity for you.
Opportunities to volunteer?
Yeah, okay. To get your massage hours. Other residents, I don't know. I mean, we work with the Assistance League out here.
Okay.
And they donate snacks and feminine hygiene products for our students as well. So if you want to donate to the Assistance League and help out with them, and I don't know. I think also if you have a particular skill or you have a knowledge that you would like to share around topics of health and wellness, you can certainly reach out to me and I can get you booked to come speak to the students or the staff or both about your particular expertise. because we have a captive audience. We have an opportunity to impart some knowledge and wisdom before they're launched into the wild as 18-year-olds, as high school graduates.
Well, so you have been involved in education and wellness for a long time, as you mentioned, well before Coachella to high school. Mm-hmm. What is the dream or the goal? What would you like to see happen as a result of these two wellness centers that you have at the high school?
I would love for people not to hear, I don't want to hear all the time, like, oh, I wish my school had that. I would love to hear that this is the norm. That, and especially with the future and what's coming, you know, with AI and robotics and jobs and unemployment, I think now is a time more than ever that we need to cultivate humanity, that we should cultivate, you know, finding your inner peace and finding a purpose and finding that connection piece with humans, because we're entering a really unique era. And I think, if anything, now is the right time to prioritize wellness and human health and human communication and human relationships.
Well said. Where can people learn more or find out about opportunities to support what you're doing?
Contact Coachella Valley Unified School District. All the high schools and middle schools have wellness centers, and we would all benefit from your support.
Excellent. Anything more you want our listeners and viewers to know?
Just a thank you, you know, and really just be hopeful. Let's stick together. We've got some tough times coming, globally and locally. And I think, you know, the more that we focus around love and compassion, understanding, the better.
Excellent. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I appreciate all that you're doing.
Thank you.
That is it for this episode. If you want to follow us, please check us out on Spotify, Audible, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Healthy Desert, Healthy You. This podcast is a production of the Desert Healthcare District and Foundation in Palm Springs, California. For more information, please visit the website dhcd.org. Our annual conference site is healthydeserthealthyyou.com. This podcast is available at most major podcast portals, including Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Captivate.fm, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe.